Welcome to the Five Saturdays Train to Facilitator Learning Experience. This is Dr. Dave, your facilitator. In our time together, we will discuss the essential steps to pursue the actions of walking in the light of a servant leader to enable you to lead the Five Saturdays workshops and serve the participating students and facilitators. The presentation topics include the following: servant leadership behaviors, servant leadership as a coach, ask powerful questions, servant leader facilitating success. The goal of this presentation is to give you an understanding of what it takes to be a servant leader. At the conclusion of this presentation, you will be able to understand the importance of coaching people, especially impressionable teenagers. Learn the power of asking thoughtful questions rather than providing answers. Learn some basics on facilitating classes. Servant leadership is the posture that we want the facilitator to take to support learning for the students and themselves. If you are participating in this workshop, there's a good likelihood that you may already have a heart for servant leadership. James Hunter found leadership is the skill of influencing people to work enthusiastically toward goals identified as being for the common good. He also found a servant engages in the business of identifying and meeting the legitimate needs of the people entrusted to their care. In the Bible, there's a statement about leadership that says, "To lead, you must serve." Robert Greenleaf also stated, "Good leaders must become good servants." So the definition of servant leadership is: a servant leader meets the needs of people entrusted to their care and influences them to work on goals for the common good. So servant leadership is meeting the needs of people entrusted to you and influencing them to work on goals for the common good. Servant leadership behaviors. A servant leader listens and supports by encouraging everyone to express their opinions, helps the team identify positive and negative behaviors. A servant leader facilitates the spirit of the team, shares in celebrating every success, even the small ones, ensures quiet people are recognized as contributors to the team. A servant leader provides a direction for the team, sets long-term goals, ensure there's an environment for success. A servant leader identifies strategic activities to improve the team's skills, looks for opportunities to improve the team, identifies knowledge others have to share, provide new learning material the team is too busy to gather for themselves. A servant leader provides an open and sharing environment, encourages team members to share failures and successes, promotes trust so team members feel comfortable sharing their thoughts, encourages healthy conflict. Servant leader as a coach. A key role that you will play is to be a facilitator of learning and a coach to the students and other facilitators. As a volunteer coach, you're walking into the path of servant leadership. Your time and dedication will help others to achieve greatness. Servant leaders have the following traits that would help you to be a good coach: the ability to encourage people to find their own way. It takes practice not to provide the answers when you know you can. I think of Yoda, the Jedi Master in the Star Wars movie. He teaches Luke Skywalker the way of the Jedi. One of Yoda's quotes that resonates with me is, "Train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose." As a coach, you get to guide the path of awesomeness. This usually involves setting intermediate and long-term goals. You will need to understand the students and other facilitators' progress and their understanding of the issues blocking them from their targets. This will allow you to nudge them in the right direction without doing the work for them. As a coach, you want to focus on value. Have you ever produced or did something you were really proud of and have someone point out the flaw in it? your mood may have changed from a feeling of a winner to a feeling of perhaps a loser. As a coach, you will need to highlight and praise the value in others. The payback is enormous. The next time, they will feel empowered to do better and have a sense of purpose that is required for true greatness. As a coach, you facilitate problem solving. You allow students and facilitators to work through the problems so that they can build up the muscle to solve the problems on their own. Ask the students to describe what they did so you may guide their thoughts to find the answer. The payback is remarkable. As a coach, create a collaborative environment. It is important for coaches to set up an environment conducive to learning. The team room setup has an effect on each person's spirit and the willingness to be involved. For example, chairs placed in a circle allow the team members to see each other's face. People's faces and gesture are very informative. It allows team members to have a better understanding of the conversations. A collaborative environment also includes a space where people can be open with their thoughts. As a coach, you will need to watch out for unproductive conflicts. Comments that are attacks on people and offer no insight to the goals and learning should not be allowed. Note, you are the adult in the room, and you need to ensure that you have a safe environment. Do not allow bullying. As a coach, you will facilitate success. The coach will need to lead people and ensure that they are on the right path. The workshops are a reflection of your agenda and the flow of the meeting. You control what happens in the 5 Saturdays workshops. As a coach, you have to invest in the overall performance of the teams. Remember, your success is measured on the success of the students and fellow facilitators. For you to be successful, the students need to grasp the concepts and succeed on their own. Building successful learning takes hard work. Remember, no pain, no gain. As a coach, ask the team for answers. To help the team along, you will want to ask thoughtful questions to help them think towards the goal. A key example of coaching is the role of a baseball coach for a little league team that has a great responsibility for 10 to 12-year-old kids. Coaching kids to learn how to work together for common goals are based on the coach's ability to guide and offer words of encouragement. A simple sandwich technique follows. Praise them. Offer your advice. Praise them. Powerful questions. The point of powerful questions is to keep things simple. Timing is very important to make sure you're asking questions that are not disruptive to the flow of the workshop. Leaders ask powerful questions to help individuals think about a problem or solution. Some powerful questions may include the following. How does that make you feel? What is possible here? How can you make this more fun? Are you willing to give more effort than you are now? What skills can you use? What do you want out of this situation? Some powerful questions may include the following. How does that make you feel? What is possible here? How can you make this more fun? Are you willing to give more effort than you are now? What skills can you use? What do you want out of this situation? Powerful questions examples. In 1971, Peter Drucker stated, "With us in the West, all the emphasis is on the answer to the question. To the Japanese, however, the important element in decision-making is defining the question." The first flight designers would ask, "How do you fly?" Orville and Wilbur Wright were successful because they asked, "How do you keep from falling out of the sky?" Ask the students and other facilitators the following powerful questions. What are you learning? What are your challenges? What are you willing to do differently? What's important about this? Powerful questions group exercise. One way we learn in the 5 Saturdays workshop is to do group exercises to work in a collaborative manner. So here's an exercise that we would like you to try. Select a partner and pair up. Set your timer to 5 minutes. The way we begin is one partner describe an issue at work or at home. The second partner practice active listening. Do not provide a solution to the issue that you hear. Ask one or more powerful questions that we provided earlier. Help the person to find a solution to their issue. Switch roles. Active listener becomes the speaker, and the speaker becomes the active listener. We want to minimize assumptions and be suggestive or leading, so we widen the scope of our understanding by avoiding yes/no questions. We want to coach them, so do not provide the answers. So inquire by asking, tell me more. Servant leader, facilitating success. As a facilitator, you have to be prepared, so preparation is essential. So prior to any meeting or class, you and the attendees must be prepared. All of the logistics such as seating, sticky notes, food, should not take away from the actual meeting time. Attendees may need to review materials to be discussed or learned during the class. As a facilitator, you need an agenda. The agenda lets people know what to expect and also keeps you on track during the meeting. You may want to post the agenda on the wall prior to the meeting. As a facilitator, you need to keep the flow of the workshop. As a facilitator, it is your responsibility to make sure we stay on topic and the conversation continues to gain momentum and move forward. You may want to avoid circular and off-topic discussions. As a facilitator, you want to summarize what was learned. You want to keep track of what was said and decisions made or items learned during the workshop and then provide a report at the end of the workshop or even at certain milestones during the workshop. As a facilitator, we want to assign action items. Our workshops are a call to action. Provide the students action items identified during the workshop. You have reached the conclusion of the 5 Saturdays Servant Leadership Workshop. As you work in a team, strive to experience collaboration with others to produce the next product or service. Thank you for setting aside time to enrich your community and life. Until next time, continue to share joy, wisdom, and good fortune.